Everyone has a mission. We often admire goal-oriented people. People with a purpose. These people never give up and remain focused until they reach their goal. They have plans that enable them to reach their goals. We value these people. We consider them good role models. Paul in the Bible, Mahatma Gandhi, and many people in the world. But how about God? Does God have a goal? Does he have a plan to reach his goal? Is he also focused and determined to reach his goal? Probably most of us will answer, of course. Certainly. I would like to share with you the relevance of God and his plan to our life. Book of Genesis started telling us about how God created everything. He created everything from nothing. And then he created us in his own image. We were created in image of God. We are created specifically to be in the image of God. And then we, as image of God, were to cover the earth, control the earth, and rule on the earth. We were created to cover the earth with image of God and run the earth according to his desire. Problem with the plan? Satan moved against God with his own plan. He doesn't want earth to be covered and controlled by image of God, by kingdom of God. Man fails, so we have now two plans. And people eventually will be working towards completion of one of the plans. I am not aware of the third plan in Bible, because we are created with a purpose and goal. Whenever we are not in God's plan, we immediately get hired for the other plan. Most of the times, we even don't know we are working for a different plan than God's plan. We are working for a different plan than God's plan. So, did God give up his plan because of this problem? Or he stayed focused on continuing? God continued with his plan, Bible says. Bible is the story of people with great missions in a plan that God pursued from the beginning. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Samuel, Paul, Rhonda, Babak, all of us. All are examples of people that God choose and give them a mission. the great mission of leading people back towards Him and helping them to reflect His image again. His image again. Certainly, the greatest mission of all, the most dangerous of all, was given to His Son, Jesus Christ, as we all know. Jesus comes to complete the plan. Not only He converts us to His image, He enables us to be even more and be like His children. He trains the disciple how to live like children, and He gives them the mission of creating. God's image is like a chain reaction. This chain reaction has been spreading in time of almost 2,000 years and all the space on the earth. Importance of our design and its relevance to our mission. What do we understand when Bible say we were created in a specific form, in a specific image? Specific things are not made to do anything, but the specific task. I have problems sometimes, I say tax. Like a chicken and kitchen. If I want to talk about chicken, sometimes I say kitchen. And Jim and Kim. Sometimes when I call Jim, I say Kim. You can't believe that how many times I said tax, no task, tax, no task. But the special task, they are made for it. A fish is not created to be out of water and live there. A cactus is created specifically to grow in sandy soil, in full sun and very little water. If we take a cactus and put in the garden, that soil is rich and moist and is good for vegetables, it dies. Brother and sister, we are like that fish that is created to live in the water. Jesus is living water. Living where we are not to live and doing what we are not called for it will give us an unhappy life, a life that we work much and we produce little. That life, a life that we give the image of everything but God. We give the image of a slave, a robot, a terrified and scary person, unsure about tomorrow. Our problem rule us instead of us ruling the earth and all is in it. The interesting saying of the smaller our God, the bigger our problem. We need to go into the plan and we need to do what we were created for it. Why do we find ourselves doing something different than our mission in life? Because we have other things that has occupied our mind. There is an interesting quote I heard. What and how you think will become your words. Your words will become your acts. Your acts will become your habit. Your habit will become your personality. Your personality will determine what kind of life you will live. What and how you think will become your words. Your words will become your acts. Your acts will become your habit. Your habits will become your personality. Your personality will determine what kind of life you will live. Is this quote biblical? This actually is very true and very biblical. We have had this advice for more than 3,000 years in the Bible. Joshua 1:8. Meditate on God's word day and night, so you understand it and act accordingly. This way you will live a successful life. In conclusion, meditate on God's word day and night, so you understand it and act accordingly. This way you will live a successful life. We saw that God created us for a specific task. An evil plan is also created to take us out of that plan and keep us busy doing anything but our mission. Jesus came to save us from the wrong plan, and Holy Spirit is here to help us with remaining in the plan and doing the mission we have as believers. We, us and Holy Spirit, could do it by. Okay, how about we read all together the words of God? Okay, 1, 2, 3, loud. Thinking the way he does. 2 Timothy 4:1-2. every day, every minute, speaking for him and of him. Correct? The Bible said. Be busy doing his intended work in our life. Remember the chain reaction. Show a personality and habit that reflect his image. Can we please read 1 Timothy 1:5? And 2 Timothy 2:15. Live a life that is purposeful and successful towards completing his plan. We are here not because it's Sunday. We came together not because it's our habit. We have mission. We are here because we want to do what he wants. We want to talk about what he wants. I ask in Jesus' name, God speak with our heart. If we go every week to church, we see each other, we talk together, just a habit, it's danger. It's danger for us. We have God's word today. Before we take communion, please, just for a second, pray and ask God, how many years I came to church for what? Really, I did what you wanted? What I'm doing here, what I'm going, let Holy Spirit help us. We are God's children, and the world should see we are. God called us for that. We cannot be in two plans. We can't. God called us. We've been in his plan. If we don't do it, if we don't take his plan, right away, the devil uses us. He waits for us. He needs us. Let Holy Spirit work with us today. If we don't walk in God's plan and his goal, devil wanna use us.